Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning and good morning. God will meet you at your knees at the altar. No matter what you're going through today, he'll meet you at the altar. Hallelujah to his name this morning. Before we go in, I'm just all excited this morning because God is good all the time. God is good. And before we go into our show today, we're going to pray. Thank you, Lord, that I am honored in your eyes, dear Heavenly Father, that even the person who is the least in your kingdom is greater in your sight than the most prominent and successful person ever born. God, we come to you to say thank you this morning. How wonderful that you, the high King of heaven, enthroned far above all other power in heaven and earth, have bestowed on me the royal dignity of being your child, your heiress. God, I thank you this morning for every person that will touch this line today, dear Heavenly Father, that will hear a word spoken through the word of God. I'm just a mail lady delivering the mail this morning, dear Heavenly Father, and I'm asking you from the sound of my voice, dear Heavenly Father, for those that come on, dear Heavenly Father, that have a ear to hear, dear Heavenly Father, and a heart to receive the word of God this morning, brought from your servant of God, Overseer Sadie Ellie, with joy and peace. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, I want to welcome to Joy and Peace this morning. And we have another wonderful topic that we will be bringing before the people today on true repentance. My, true repentance. Oh, gracious Father, thank you this morning. Thank you for everyone that will listen and tune in this morning or to the archives, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise. And I'll start off this morning giving you our main scripture. We're going to have a lot of scriptures we'll be touching today. So I hope you have your paper, your pencil, and your Bible with you, where you can go to the Word for yourself. And if you have anything that you would like to add or bring on with this topic today, feel free to call in to area code 646-716-4389. That number, again, you may want to have a friend, co-worker, someone call in. Area code 646-716-4389. We'll be more than happy to hear you. Come on. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Ooh, we're going to talk about first I gave the main scripture is Psalms 51 and 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and a right spirit within me. My. And my five main words I'm going to talk about today, you'll find in the scriptures as I talk on purge, repentance, remorse, repent, and regret. My. Five very important words that I will be using throughout the scriptures this morning on our topic. And first of all, I'm going to say about purge. Purge means to purify, to clear, or guilt, to purge. Repentance means sorrow for sins or fault. Remorse today means to regret for the sins or wrongdoing that you have done and been doing. Repent means to turn from sin and dedicate oneself to the amendment of one's life, to feel regret, to change one's mind. And our last one is to regret. Mean you're being suffered, you arose by circumstances beyond one's control or power. My. What an exciting topic we have today. And as I go to the Word, the scriptures make a clear distinction between godly grief and worldly grief. Godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation and brings no regret. See, we just talked about regret, meaning sorrow arose by circumstances beyond one control or power. And you'll find, but worldly grief produced death You'll find that if you turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 7 and 10, and it read, thus said, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the word worketh death. My. I think I'll read that again in case you don't have your Bible before you. But godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. My. You know, example of worldly grief can be seen when we go into the Word of God in Cain and Esau and King Saul and Judah. You know, while they were aware that they had sinned, they never experienced a true change of heart and mind. My. My punishment is greater than I can bear, was Cain's complaint. Behold, thou hast driven me this day away from the ground, and from thy face I shall be hidden, and I shall be a fugitive, and a wanderer on the earth. And whosoever find me will slay me. My. How many of y'all are hidden today? Y'all are fugitive. And you wondering on the earth. Hey, shut up. And whosoever find me will slay me. Oh, my. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Not so, the Lord replied. Yet with not standing the mark of protection God placed on him, Cain never repented. You can turn over in your Bibles to Genesis, the 4th chapter. Let's go over there to Genesis, the 4th chapter today. My. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. All righty. And as we get ready to read Genesis, the 4th chapter, and the 13th through the 16th verse. And the word of God say, not me, but the word of God says, and Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Still talking about true penitence, you all that listening in. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Verse 15 said, and the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slay Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any findeth him should kill him. My. And when we read the last verse, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. My. You know, as we went on talking about Esau next, the same was true of Esau. He never expressed any regrets for selling his birthright, nor did he ever ask God for his forgiveness. My. Here we was talking about regrets being sorrowful, aroused by circumstances beyond one control or power, and forgiveness. How many of you out there have regretted some of the things that you have done? Selling your father out, your mother, your sister, your brother, a friend, co-worker. Did you ever ask God for forgiveness on what you did? You talked about them. You ridiculed them. You run them up down this road, down the back road, back up to the front row. Did you ask God to forgive you? Did you really know the truth? Or you went on an assumption? You went on circumstances that you had no control of, that you didn't even know anything about. You had no control or the power. God had the power. But you sold them out to the highest bidder. You didn't even ask God for forgiveness for what you had done. You went about what somebody else said. But did you really check the Holy Ghost on what the Holy Ghost said on that? Ha! Here, his tears was tears of self-pity, not tears of genuine sorrow and remorse. Hebrews 2:16-17, and as I tell you about remorse, remorse mean to you regret for sins or wrongdoing. For you all listening today, do you regret on what you did and that sin you brought about or the wrongdoing that you did? It could have been something you said, something you did, but did you ask God for forgiveness? Well, we're going to turn over to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and the 16th verse, and see what thus said the Lord in the 17th. The word of God said, let there be any fornication or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. How many of you all have sold your soul to the devil today for something that the flesh wanted or the flesh wanted to do? How many of you all have sold yourself out today? Verse 17 says, for ye know how that after, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Remorse. He was regretful of his sin, of his wrongdoing. How many of you are regretful today on some things you have done? Some people you have put your mouth on, some things you have said that was not of God. And you let somebody else took it and run with it. You was remorseful in that. My. You know, now we'll go to King Saul. I'm just bringing you some things up to date in the Bible on true repentance today. You know, King Saul was unable to defend his disobedience. Had to admit to the prophet Samuel that he had sinned. However, his confession was not to seek the Lord's forgiveness, but rather to persuade Saul to honor him before the elders and the people of Israel. Return with me, he pleaded with the prophet, that I may worship the Lord your God. And when you go over to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, we're going to turn over there and read what it says. 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, and we're going to go to the 30th verse and 31st, and we're going to read what thus saith the Lord. It's in black and white, you all. It's in your Bibles if you have not told your pages out. Samuel 15, 30 and 31 said, then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me not, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. My. Let us, you know, note the word that the Lord, your God, Saul, was never a true worshiper of God. Saul wasn't a true worshiper of God at that time. This was also true of Judah. We're going to go on over to that. When he admitted that he had betrayed innocent blood, his confession was one of human regret. Not a confession of genuine sorrow for his horrendous and despicable crime. Turn your Bibles over now to Matthew, the 27th chapter. Let's read what that's saying. All right, the 27th chapter, the 3rd and the 4th verse, it says, then the word of God said, and Judah, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought against the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they say, what is that to us? See thou to that. My. Here, how many of you all have sold out? Your friend, your loved ones, your co-worker, the members in your church, for 30 pieces of silver or less. How many of you all have been went before and betrayed and sold out innocent blood, took upon yourself to be the judge and jury and sold someone out? I know some of you all are guilty today that's listening to this broadcast, but just keep on listening. It's found in the Word of God. I'm not telling you nothing you don't know or you have not read. It's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. Now, we're going to go on a little bit further. This was also true of Judah. Yes, it was. But now we've been to jump to Peter. How different was Peter's sorrow and grief for denying Jesus? Not once, but three times. How many times have you denied Jesus? Yet the moment he heard the cock crow, Peter was smitten with inner remorse. Remember that word I told you about earlier, remorse, meaning he regretted what he had said and done for the sins that he had committed or the wrongdoing he had done. Yet, the moment he heard it, his inner remorse, and he bit bitterly. How many of you all have been sorry for what you did? You had that inner remorse. Tears was tears of true sorrow. You know, as I went on reading, unlike Esau, Peter's tears was tears of true sorrow, penitence, and repentance. Here, he realized what he had done because Jesus had told him how he was going to deny him three times before the cock crow. And it come right back, just like in your life. It's coming up again, and you don't know how soon. So you better repent now for what you've done, what you've said. You X somebody out that was merely telling you the truth. You done talked about somebody, and God is telling you to repent right now. You have caused your brother and your sister to stumble. God is telling you, repent right now. Penance, forgiveness. He wants you to stand up. Be a man, be a woman. Ask for forgiveness. You know, the same can be said of David. We're going to go on, jump over to David now, who not only confessed his terrible sin of murder and adultery. I'm going to say that again. The same can be said of David, who not only confessed his terrible sin of murder and adultery. You know what David did. He had the lust of the flesh. He sent for Uriah's wife. He knew she was married. Just because she was bathing and he could see her through the window, from his window to her window, then had her husband put on the front line and had him killed because he wouldn't do what he wanted him to do. How many of you all have done that today? How many? but also sought for forgiveness and a change of heart. Look what a price he had to pay when she got pregnant. The price he had to pay for losing his son. He said, I know my transgression and my sins is ever before me. Against thee, thee alone have I sinned. He cried out to God, and doing that which is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified in thy sentence and blameless in thy judgment. Now here, you know, he was going through, he was saying, purge me with hyssop. Here we come with purge. Mean to purify me, God, to cleanse me, Lord, of all the guilt, all the shame I've done. Lord, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And that's where we come with this verse. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and a right spirit within me. That's what you need to ask God for today. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me, ah, Jesus, with a willing spirit. And you can turn your Bibles over to Psalms 51. And we're going to read what the word of God said in 51, 3 through 12. And it's saying, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou may be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Then he said, hide thy face from my sin. Blot out all my iniquity. Then it said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And the last verse I'll use, it said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. My. Ooh, I mean, when you think about what David said in the word of God and how he repented after he had gone to Bathsheba, what he had done, when he realized he had sinned, really realized he was sorrowful. He wanted to be purged with hyssop. Well, now we're going to move on to another man in the word of God. We're going to step on over to Brother Job. Job also acknowledged his sin of pride and rebellious, filled with the spirit of genuine sorrow and contrite. He said, I despise myself, my life, and repent in dust and ashes. My. You know, as you read this word, and you go through this word and see, do you find yourself in this word of God on what happened in the word of God with the men of God in the word? I know some of you are finding yourself today in this word. And if you do, just say, ouch. That's me, Lord. That's me. I need to get it corrected. And God, will correct it. He'll find you, and you can find yourself in the Word of God, in those situations, things that happened to you. Was that you? Don't look at nobody else. Look at you. That really happened to me? Did I really say that? Did I really do that? Lord, show me. That's because everybody can find themselves in the scriptures. They don't have to go to nobody else. They can find it in the scriptures. Turn over to Job 42, and we're going to read verse 6. My. 42 and 6 say, therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Here he had to go to the Word of God, refusing to excuse or justify himself. He didn't find an excuse. He was trying to justify himself like people do today. They want to justify everything. They want to give you excuses instead of just owning up to, I did it, Lord. I did it, Miss So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so. I'm the one did that. You know, here the prodigal son knew and acknowledged that he alone was responsible for his action. He also knew what he had to do to be restored. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your high servants. And he arose and came to his father. My. I'm going to turn over to Luke 15 and 8. I hope you're getting the big picture today on true repentance today. Are you really repenting? Are you really truly going to God and ask him to forgive you? In Luke 15, 18 verse through the 20 say, and I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. How many of you all today do that? And verse 19 say, and no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And verse 20 said, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his knee, on his neck, and kissed him. Here, no matter what you have done, you can go to your father. You can repent. You can ask your father to forgive you. No matter what it is you've done, no matter what you've said. And then go to your brother and ask them, or your sister, and ask them to forgive you. Because you really didn't know what was going on. If you really knew through the Spirit, the true Spirit, what was going on, you wouldn't have acted where you at. You wouldn't have said what you said. You wouldn't have done what you did. But out of ignorance and not knowing the Word of God and knowing your purpose, that's why you did what you did. Do you really know your purpose? Do you know the will God has for your life today? I just want to let you know the spirit of true repentance is not one of despair, but of hope. While it does not deny or justify sin, it longs for a genuine change of heart and mind. It knows that the Lord is always ready to forgive and to forget. For he desired to restore us to himself. My. God love and mercy not only pardon our sin, but also remove our guilt. He replaces our tears and fears with his peace. My. There is no condemnation for those who come to Christ as true repentance. You will find in Romans 8 and 1. You turn over there now to Romans 8 and 1. And it's telling you, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And that's what God wants for your life today. He wants you to go to your sisters and brother and repent. Have true repentance today. For each and every one of you all that have touched this line or will come in by way of the archives later, I hope something was said today that will bring you closer to Christ, that will bring you closer to going to God and asking Him to forgive you for whatever it is. Only you and God know what it is. We don't have to know, but long as you get it right with God, you don't know where your name is on the road. So you need to get all your business fixed now. You need to be able to go to Him and ask, and be able to repent and ask for forgiveness. So that's our show for today. I'm going to see if I can play another song that would encourage you and lift you up. And we're going to see if it'll come on. We're going to try to see. Will it take today? But if not, we'll have a prayer. But I'm going to see if we can bring it on. Because we all need encouragement. We all need to be at the altar sometime or another. And we all need to smile and give God the praise. We all need to just say hallelujah to your name, because He is truly worthy to be praised. We're going to give Him praise today for this show, for everyone that listen in. And don't look like it's going to come up right now, but we speak the word that it will go forth. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. We're going to upload it and see if it'll come on. Because we know we need Him. We can't do nothing without Him. We need His power. We need His power. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, well, we couldn't get it to going today. Well, we're going to ask one of our callers, would she come on and pray for us before we leave the line? Caller number 918. Would you come on and pray us off the line? I think she's still on mute. Well, we'll just go ahead and close off our program, but we heard... hopefully and pray that you was able to receive something today that will bring you and draw you closer to Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you today for what our ears have heard, what our mind have received. We give you praise to Him, the Father. I'm thinking she's trying to come in. Hallelujah. Call area code 918. You're on. Press the 1 on your keypad. And for some reason, she's not coming in. It's probably due to technical difficulty, but we know God is able. We know God is able. Amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We could do nothing without you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the program this morning. We thank you for True Princess, dear Heavenly Father, this morning. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, to learning more about penitence and remorse, dear Heavenly Father, repent. Regret, dear Heavenly Father, forgiveness this morning, being purged, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the word this morning that have went forth, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for every caller that come on the air this morning that will listen to the archives later, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise, dear Heavenly Father, because it's all about you. It's not about us, dear Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. And as we prepare to leave the line, but not your presence, dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise, dear Heavenly Father, in the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. We thank God today. We want y'all to have a blessed week. Tune in to Joy and Peace. On next week, we hope to bring you another exciting topic next week. So please feel free to come in if you want to be a guest on the air. Get in touch with Joy and Peace over Sister Sadie Elliott, Joy and Peace. On Blog Talk, and you can go in and send me a message. I'd be more than happy to hear from you and to have you come on the show. We'll come on with exciting topics that will be able to uplift the kingdom of God and uplift God's people to be able to bring what he would have us to bring. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You all have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.